Welcome back. It is time again for clear thinking. We are continuing the series of talk by Mike George, From Taking to Giving. Today we will listen to part 3 of the same chain. And the topic is From Taking to Giving, Innocence. Prior to giving and taking, there is innocence. Innocence has no thought of mine or yours, only ever's. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a child's urge to share? With gleeful joy, a toy or half-eaten jam sandwich is thrust towards your hand with a look that says, "This is yours. Now you have some." Before being introduced to the idea of possession, innocence saw everything and everyone without separation or division. There is no such thing as yours and mine, no thought of giving, taking, or even receiving. This is the vision of a world that says we are all together, we are one, everything is everyone's. Innocence doesn't even think these thoughts, but simply sees this way and therefore acts this way. This is the vision of life before concepts of borders are formed and lessons in inequality are learned. This is the consciousness of heaven remembered in many paradise myths in almost every ancient culture. Is it possible to restore this pure way of being, seeing and doing? Is it possible to be free of inherent tension in the intention behind giving and taking? Is it possible to heal our perception of separation and return to this kind of innocence? If it is, we will need to fully realize our spiritual core, our spiritual nature, and our common spiritual values. As spiritual beings, we are linked by invisible strands which emanate from our consciousness. To restore this awareness of our inherent unity while still retaining our sense of individuality, we will need to relearn how to see ourselves and others beyond the labels that affirm the illusion of separation. We need to realize that all that we need is already within our hearts, and in doing so, bring an end to our desires to have what others have. The restoration of innocence also means seeing beyond the negative thoughts and actions of others, and into the heart of their consciousness, which itself is forever innocent. It will definitely mean the renunciation of our urges to control, criticize, and punish others. Behind these tendencies lie the illusion of our own guilt, which pollutes the purity of our own hearts. the present age, characterized by rampant judgment and condemnation, innocence sees but does not see, hears but does not hear. It doesn't ignore the reality of the illusion of separation and the conflict and the fear that like a virus now infects human consciousness. But innocence is untouched, unaffected and uninfected by it. Innocence does not register the misdemeanors of others. How can this be? Is this not just avoiding the reality of human relationships today? Is it not just a form of denial? It could be seen that way. Next time you are offered the half-eaten jam sandwich and the child's innocent gesture, notice how you recognize something of great beauty in their action. You may even think, what a beautiful gesture. We all recognize and resonate to that beauty because it is already within our hearts. In this case, it is the beauty of truth, the truth we are one and everything is everyone's. But it is only a momentary resonance because we are cut off from our own beauty by our learned self-images of shame and guilt. These self-images of imperfection, which are not beautiful but ugly, block the pure and innocent light of our own hearts and sabotage our ability to let that light into the world. Our inner tendency towards shame, guilt and self-rejection are all obstacles to the realization that we are each eternally perfect beings and as such beings of great beauty. Not the beauty that reflects in a mirror, but the beauty that reflects in others' hearts. When regained, it provides the power to never again be touched by anything imperfect. Only when that beauty is seen by the self, within the self, can its power re-enter the world. And in so doing, it creates a perfect world without needing to know that it does so. This is innocence. Beyond the intention of giving or the gestures of receiving, which always lie in the future, innocence lives in the moment. It sees the beauty of everyone and everything in that moment, even when all that others can see is ugliness. If our spiritual journey towards the reawakening of innocence were to be compared to a mountaineer's guide to Himalayas, this would be the highest peak. This is the high country. Ask a question to yourself. What is the most innocent thing you have ever done? I know you would have many a thoughts on this. Yes, there are many thoughts, isn't it? There is a reflection in your mind. Recall something beautiful you noticed within the actions of another and explore why it was beautiful. Why did it resonate with you so strongly? And once you get an answer, take an action. Watch this week for gestures, words or actions emerging from a place of innocence wherever you are. Maybe at work, maybe at home, or even when you pass by the street. This was Clear Thinking by Mike George. You're listening to Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.